I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thank you for being here. We're kicking off the show today with a couple of stories of people who feel like strangers in a strange land. We'll hear from a Venezuelan who went home after years away and tries to find the country she once knew. But first, let's hear from someone in Illinois.
I have brown skin, wavy dark hair, and you know, in my lifetime, people have thought not only that I was Muslim, maybe I'm Indian, maybe I'm Turkish.
That's Teresa Puente. Puente was waiting to board a plane in Chicago the other day when a fellow passenger asked her, "Are you Muslim?" Puente says the question was accompanied by a glare.
And I replied, "No, I'm Mexican." And then I realized, oh no, actually I've moved from one group reviled by Donald Trump, Muslims, to another group, Mexicans.
Puente says she's been getting more questions from strangers about where she's from and that it's unsettling.
Fact is, I've heard that question my whole life, but I feel like it's increasing not just for me, but other people who don't meet the stereotype of what it means to be an American. So people like myself who are American born have to sort of explain ourselves. Some people can't imagine that I'm actually American. And I think this is really a universal experience for people, whether they're whatever their ethnic background, if they don't sort of fit a stereotype. That's just something I've dealt with, but I know that it's increasing. There was a recent incident in the past week in North Carolina. A group of students at a high school built a wall out of cardboard boxes. That's intimidation of Latino students. And in this case, the high school said, oh, it's just a prank. They're not taking any action.
We've all heard presidential contender Donald Trump refer to U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel as the Mexican, despite the fact that Curiel was born in Indiana as an American citizen. Maybe Trump's comments are not that surprising. What is surprising, though, to me anyway, is that these days you're feeling prouder than ever to be Mexican. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe we need to flip the script in a way. I can own that I'm American. I can own that I'm Mexican. Growing up, the American society in general doesn't allow me just to be American because I face these questions my whole life. And now with Trump, the questions just increase. What are you? Who are you? So I own both, and I'm proud of both.
You've been writing about your thoughts on identity in a recent article for Time magazine, Teresa. You talk a bit about your Mexican-American father who grew up in the 40s around San Antonio and your great-grandfather who rode a horse from Mexico to Texas in 1890. How different was the racial tensions that your forebears dealt with compared to what you've been dealing with?
My dad recalls very emotionally as a young boy, and he was born in San Antonio. He used to sell newspapers in the street in San Antonio, restaurants that had signs, "No dogs or Mexicans allowed." Mm. I thought that era was gone, but with Trump again wielding Mexican as a racial slur, I feel like it's echoes of that horrible, horrible past. My mom also, who was born in Texas, but she grew up speaking Spanish first, was once locked in a closet by a teacher at school simply for speaking Spanish on the playground. Mm. You know, I'd hoped this was a thing of the past.
Yeah, so that airport experience is indicative of all of this. What do you think is the upshot of that moment and this whole moment in time for how you identify yourself?
The upshot is that we can be proud to be Mexican. We can be proud to be American. I am proud of my heritage. That defines a lot of who I am and the work I do. I think Trump is sort of mobilizing the greater Latino community, not just Mexicans, and to become have a greater political voice. But, you know, Mexican is not a dirty word.
Teresa Puente teaches journalism at Columbia College in Chicago. Really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.